Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
So Aerosmith bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. Thanks for hanging out with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Ray Keating is our guest, our good friend, almost 16-year member of our Brain Trust, the chief economist for the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, author of Chuck Versus the Business World. That's an outstanding book on the business tips on TV, that business and career lessons from a TV spy program. And also, he's a very prolific writer on business and economic issues that you can find published in a lot of different locations, especially sbecouncil.org. Right, Ray?
Absolutely. You can go there and get regular updates on things that we write on the economy and public policy. You can also, another book that I wrote recently, Unleashing Small Business Through IP, Protecting Intellectual Property and Driving Entrepreneurship. You can get the link there. You can even get a free copy there.
All right, so check that out. And also, all of your indexes, your state index reports there, folks, on how what states are the most entrepreneurial. Ray's work is very important and is used by a lot of different people for their own purposes. Ray, thanks again for being here. You've written recently about about how venture capital is growing. Talk to us about that, and tell us how entrepreneurs are benefiting from this.
Sure. You know, it's I'm an optimist at heart, Jim, and the economy being what it has been for the last, oh my goodness, how many years now? 8 years, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
It's been tough to be that optimist, but whenever there's something good around, I like to highlight it. And you know, the economy recently has been improving, but there's still a lot of questions, and it's really still a mixed story. But the venture capital numbers are really fascinating. The National Venture Capital Association came out with their latest data, and you know, their big numbers that they put out is number one, how much capital has been raised by venture capital firms. That saw a big increase last year by almost 70%. How many companies have been going public? You know, venture-backed companies going public last year, that was up substantially.
So that was where the result of that was that a company started. They got one or more rounds of venture capital, and then they had their exit strategy, which was going public.
Right. We saw a big jump in that last year, and then also since I wrote this piece, they came out with their actual investment numbers for 2014, the amount invested in these venture capital by these venture capital firms, and it's really a huge jump up from 2013 to 2014. Again, about a 70% increase. But when you look at the total level, $48 billion, we haven't seen numbers like that since you have to go way back to 2000. So
right.
Last year was a stellar year for venture capital. And
they're raising the money. They're raising the money.
But
now they had for a number of years, the money that they had and the money they raised, they weren't turning loose much of it, weren't they?
Right, and that's the number, that investment number that just came out was really quite striking.
Say that number again.
48 billion.
Yeah.
In 2014.
That's a lot.
Yeah, and compared to 2013 was just under 30 billion. So it's a big jump up from the previous year. So, yeah, all fronts, venture capital last year was a good story. And when you look at where that fits in for the entrepreneur, you know how it works. You know, you start up a business, you're using your own savings. Maybe you're using a credit card, you know, to get that rolling. You tap into money from family and friends. You get a bit of a track record. Maybe you're finally able to get some money from the bank. But, you know, those growth companies, then they hit that stage where they need to turn to venture capital, and that's been a good story, at least for last year it was.
Well, and those companies have to have a couple of things that make them attractive to all parties to involve themselves with venture capital. Number one, they have to be structured in such a way, they have to be founded almost with the expectation that they're going to be taken out, that the owners are not going to ultimately be running that business for the rest of their lives, like most Main Street businesses are. That's one thing, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely. I think you're right, and, you know, you have that serial entrepreneur phenomenon, right?
That's
not unusual for that play, that realm of financing.
The serial entrepreneur as opposed to the lifestyle entrepreneur, maybe you could say. Yeah, and the second thing is you have to have a model that will scale.
Absolutely. You've got to be prepared to... This has got to be set up in a way that, yes, that you're serious about growth here and being able to...
But the model, the business, the product, the service, you've got to be able to reach... You know, you got to be heading towards hundreds of millions of dollars in sales to be attractive to... It has to be scalable. I mean, they might like you. You may want to divest yourself of your company one day, but if you can't scale the model, then they're not going to be interested in you.
Right. And when you look at some of the industries that venture capital is high on, you know, biotech.
Right.
Obviously, you know, other technology areas, computer peripherals, you know, et cetera, et cetera. You're absolutely right in terms of seeing, you're looking at the industry type, and then obviously are you scalable?
But all of the things they're investing in are not exciting killer app type things either, though, right? Some of them are pretty mundane things.
Isn't that funny? You know, entrepreneurship is that way in general, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You know, I've just been reading the great business thinker Peter Drucker, the late business thinker Peter Drucker, on a whole host of things, and he has an interesting way of looking at innovation. It's not just the eureka idea. Guess
right.
what? It's really hard work.
That's exactly right. Yeah, everybody in my audience is nodding their head with you right now, Ray. Hold on to that thought. I want to talk some more about this. I've got some. In fact, I want to reveal some preliminary results of our polling of our audience about venture capital after these messages. 10 Tim, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.